increasingly cyber world in which we live and work. Types of cloud computing. Cloud computing comes in three main models: software, platform, and infrastructure. In the technical world, these are referred to as SaaS, software as a service, PaaS, platform as a service, and IaaS, infrastructure as a service. SaaS is also known as on-demand software, and this means that the software that you use is on a network and ready for you to use when you need it. If you work in an office and use a word processing program that is on the network, you are working in the cloud with on-demand software. PaaS is hardware and software, or a computing platform, provided on a network that you can use. If you have used Google Apps, you have used a platform that provides you with all you need so that you can work on a project with other people. The IaaS service model provides the setup for your work. This includes the servers and software and storage for the data. When you work in the cloud, you might be working in a private network, such as your home network, that other members of your household can access. This is a private cloud. A private cloud is also the type of shared network that a business organization uses. You can log into it from the office or at home or on the road and check your email and access your files and other information. A public cloud is typically a service open to the general public. A public cloud may be available to only certain members of the public, or it might be open to anyone who wants to participate. Cloud computing business can range from an online entrepreneur who outsources some of her work to a small mom-and-pop business that put their accounting and records on a cloud network, to multinational corporations that holds its company together through a series of cloud networks. Cloud computing examples. Dropbox. Dropbox is an example of cloud computing that is available to the public. The reason for describing this cloud model is that Dropbox has been around for several years. Another reason is that anyone can have a free account. This is a basic storage service for your data. The concept was developed in 2007 and presented to the world in 2008. By the end of 2012, Dropbox was so popular that 1 billion files were being saved every 24 hours. You can set up a file on your computer that links to your online Dropbox account. If you create a document or take a picture or otherwise create a file and place that file in your Dropbox folder on your computer, it will synchronize with your online Dropbox account. This makes it so easy to always be able to access your files regardless of where you are. However, if you happen to travel to China, you might have a problem as Dropbox is currently blocked by the Chinese government. For years, people have carried USB flash drives and before that, a floppy disk with their files safely stored so that they could work on them regardless of where they were. There were issues regarding the version of their files, and mistakes were often made with updated versions getting lost or being overwritten by the older files. With a service such as Dropbox, this is not a problem. As long as you have your username and password and an internet connection, you can log in and access your files from any location. You can provide access to your files to other people anywhere in the world, and both of you or a whole team can work on the same file. This makes teamwork easier than ever. A novelist might keep his novel in his Dropbox.com account and allow his editor to have access to the work in progress. The online entrepreneur might keep her files in her Dropbox account and give each of the people she outsources to access to her own folder on Dropbox. This is like working with someone in the next room, but the people could be on the other side of the globe. Google Apps. Google Apps is another more elaborate example of cloud computing. This is a productivity suite that permits teamwork from anywhere in the world. It includes a variety of services, such as email, Gmail, Calendar, Docs, word processing, Drive, storage, Sheets, spreadsheet, and Slides, presentation. This was a free service that anyone could use, and it became so immensely popular that in December 2012, Google turned it into a price-based service for businesses. The Drive component is similar to Dropbox. It's a web-based storage area. Google Apps, however,